7:02 PM. Roll call. Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Commissioner Bevin.
Here.
Commissioner Glassick.
Here.
Counsel Layton.
Here.
Administrator Squires.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we get started confirming the agenda, I received a notification from our accounting firm asking to delay the approval of the financials for one meeting. This is year end, and so they're working on their year end information for us. And so I would ask that 4B be tabled until the October 11th board meeting.
Okay, when you get to the consent agenda.
So I just wanted to make sure you had that. Thank you.
Okay, do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
On the agenda, under the consent agenda, we will pull item B, which is the financials and notice of bills paid, till the next meeting as they are closing out the year's end. With that, I move we approve the amended agenda.
Okay. Second by Commissioner Mueller. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. Okay. And I'm assuming you're doing that for the consent agenda as well.
Oh,
because I had,
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the consent agenda, which after the amended agenda only is approved in the minutes of September 13, 2017 regular meeting, which you better get somebody else because I was not here.
Okay.
Do it.
I think we had Nathan, Diane, Rick, and Steve here. So, Nathan, you're moving to approve the consent agenda as amended. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Glassick. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Very good. Mulder, you're on.
So, MDC, you guys approved in your budget for FY18, $16,000 towards a mural project that I came to and proposed earlier this summer. I wanted to remind you that I proposed two different values, so that $16,000 budget would allow for the mill to be the private site. Project. $16,000 allows it to be a larger scope project, and we had discussed slice blocks as a smaller scope and the mill as a larger scope. After seeing that budget line item was approved, I met with a member of MAC and Callie Samso to make sure that we were kind of on the same page, and then a quorum of MAC members met, discussed, and were interested in taking to you as a board that we commission that piece and work with a group called Sector 17. And they've done a lot of murals in Boise that are large scale and really durable. So I basically want to come before you today to get your permission to move forward with contacting an artist, forming probably a group of stakeholders from MDC and a group of stakeholders from the Zamzo family, and then one or two arts commissioners so that I can start a conversation and then hopefully bring some probably pretty basic draft proposals to you guys to consider before we enter into an agreement with you and with an artist and with Zamzo.
So, Hillary, what you're asking for today is just the approval to move forward with that discussion. You're not bringing a contract to us.
No, correct.
Like
I just want to make sure that you guys are okay with the idea of commissioning the piece. Out an RFP for the site. The Arts Commission put out an RFP for City Hall and for Home Court recently, and the proposal we received for Home Court was from Sector 17. So I Commission, says that these people are probably the most reliable group to work on a project of this scale, and especially as something that's leading right down into our downtown. She thinks that they do a good job.
We trust the Art Commission's art reference. Thank you. Are there any questions for Hillary? This is, we discussed this pretty thoroughly during our budget discussion. The fact that the $16,000 figure would allow us to possibly put a much larger mural coming as an entrance into downtown and utilizing Zamzow's mill as the background for that, as opposed to the smaller one at Slice, which is kind of on the north side where the flower shop is, and you can't really see it all that well.
It has a different angle
that you're looking at. There are trees and things in front of it. And so the purpose for putting that larger budget in was to see if possibly we could do something more dramatic coming into town from the south.
Sure.
Are there any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bruce.
Hillary, who's going to have the Art Commission going to have the final picking of the mural is going to be on there? Because if it's going to look like the Alley of Boise,
right,
I don't want a penny on it.
Right. No. Usually it is the Arts Commission that recommends it then to council for council's approval. The way that this mural design would work is that we would have to have also the Zamzow's sign off. They would have to say, yes, that's totally what we want before the Arts Commission would even take something to the city council. It is their site, so we don't want to say, oh, great, well, you voted, but you were outnumbered, so we're not going to do that. So it will essentially be consensus and then taken to city council for final approval.
I want something to look like some, yeah, sort of a bunch of paintball people.
Keith, I think also one of not only the Zamzow, but we also have a say in it as well.
Correct.
This
our
board has a say in it. But I was going to say that Callie, being a former member of this commission, who was very instrumental in helping to rebrand our downtown with the historic concept of downtown, I'm sure would have a lot to say about what went into that.
Correct.
If she saw that it was going to be something outlandish.
Well, and part of what we discussed too with Ashley also was that since this would be MDC funded, we would want it to tie into your branding. So we wanted to use color schemes that are used throughout,
yes,
other branding. And it doesn't have to be done in the exact way, but if we could incorporate and tie that in, I think that would be valuable to MDC, to the Zamzow's family, and that, mm-hmm, site, and also to the city.
Meridian past, present, whatever. Are there any questions for Hillary?
I think it's great, Hillary.
So do you want a motion from us today, some kind of an affirmation? I would entertain a motion.
Yeah, I would appreciate a motion.
Okay. Floor is open.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bird.
I would move that we approve for the Arts Commission to enter into RFP with artists regarding downtown mural partnerships.
Sorry, we don't want to do an RFP. We want a commission with this one group.
You don't want an RFP?
Yeah, we don't want an RFP.
I misunderstood you on a whispering campaign.
Sorry.
Sector 17.
Okay, my motion reflects that, but enter into it.
Seconded by Commissioner Bevin. And, oh, wait, we got a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Can I ask you a quick question on this topic? The wrapping of the boxes, you know, we're going to do little white ones around town. When is that going to happen? Do you have an idea?
Well, it's supposed to be happening, finished by the end of this week. The small white boxes have been a lot more difficult for them to wrap. It's been much more labor locks on each,
yeah,
of them, and there's windows that have to be avoided because something in those boxes is solar powered or,
yeah,
checked through those windows. the final vendor, trying to figure out if all of your guys are going to be done. That's the priority right now over the Arts Commission's other boxes. But they did have some already lined up and prepared for the wrapping, and they completed a few, but I'm not sure your boxes.
I have a kind of a dumb question.
There are no such.
So I know NBC's done the art installment down on Meridian and Fairview, like the
Main and Fairview.
Yeah, and then we're talking about the mural. When NBC doesn't exist anymore, where do you guys get your funding for your big art projects?
So there's a number of ways.
Does the $50,000 include what they spend like on Art Week and things like that? And
no.
Or is it just for projects?
For specifically public art projects.
Thank you, Hillary.
Thanks, Hillary.
Thanks, Hillary.
That's one of the best questions we get, actually. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, item six.
Sure. So separate from your packets, it's just a single two-sheet email / scope of work. You can still, Dave.
I'm just thinking of publishers.
Sure. And also the packet is actually the... Dan, this is also... part of the packet as well, too. That's just all the resolutions and agreements.
Did you want this back?
No, it's all one. So, Downtown Video. We've been working with Davies Moore on a step-by-step approach and on a scope of work standpoint to determine what we would like to have for this video. So the last item that we brought to this board was the scripting of the storyboarding, and everybody seemed pretty comfortable with that. So based on that storyboards for the actual video production, and also then the idea of doing these vignettes with the business owners in downtown, we have two different videos that need to go into production. We did not have an idea what the cost would be. Just to remind the board, for fiscal year 17, we put $10,000 aside as just kind of a placeholder because we weren't sure exactly what this would cost. For fiscal year 18, which begins next week, we put in an additional $10,000. And this was in hopes of being able to fund from start to finish. To date, we've spent around $10,000. And what we have before us are two different scopes, one for the production, one for the vignettes. So the costs have come in a little higher than we had anticipated, And in discussions with Commissioner Mueller, who is the head of the PR committee, and also running this by Commissioner Byrd as well, we hesitated potentially bringing this to you today because the numbers are much higher than originally anticipated. But I think it would be really good to have a full board discussion to get a sense as to what is the board comfortable with, what are the priorities for this board, and let's figure out a number that we are all comfortable with moving forward with Davies Moore and working on putting together a video that will fit within that budget. Davies Moore is aware that these numbers are very high for us. They have gone back to the vendor, North by Northwest, and North by Northwest is willing to work with us. They really want to do this job. They're willing to look at costs. They're willing to find ways to make this more feasible, but we need to give some direction on what that looks like. So in conversations today, we have the branding video scope that is before us, and that is at $29,000 and change. Now, we also have 2A and 2B underneath that, so vignette option A and B. Vignette option A is $24,000 or almost $25,000. Vignette option B is right at $20,000. In conversations with Commissioner Mueller today, if we had to pick one route that we were going to go, whether it's this video or whether it's the vignettes, the recommendation that I would make, and I'll let Commissioner Mueller speak as well too on this, my feeling is that the vignettes are going to have more weight and are going to be more applicable at this point than the actual video itself. And the reason why is because these are business owners in downtown. These are the stories that we can give to Brenda when she goes and speaks to businesses about locating in Meridian. We can be able to talk about why downtown is special, and we can actually give that firsthand approach and perspective. Now, obviously, the board may feel very differently, but this was something that we just wanted to throw out in case we can't do both. And maybe this is something that we look at for fiscal year 18, we do either the video or the vignettes, and fiscal year 19, we take on that next step. This was unexpected. This cost was unexpected. Really didn't have any idea where this was going to come in. If we do have the capability to be able to go over the budget based on the special projects line item, I think there are ways to be more cost efficient, and I think we will need to work with North by Northwest and Davies Moore to be able to accomplish this. But I think Commissioner Mueller, Commissioner Bevin, and I, who sit on the PR committee, would really love to have a board perspective on this. And Commissioner Mueller, did you want to add anything to this discussion?
Vignettes, which I think is more targeted. And if you think of the fact you've got 10 Mile coming online, you've got Maribyrn out there, you've got Velocity going up, if we wanted to do any type of targeted marketing with them and with their HR departments, which are already doing some capacity to attract those people to come to downtown, the vignettes is going to play much better than just the overall storytelling of what we're trying to do downtown. Because one is like, hey, we're down here doing stuff that's really good and really impressive right now, right? So the vignettes are more usable in like 10 mile capacity, and then I think in some ways with some of the other things we're doing, they're more usable straight out of the gate. So if it became a question of one or the other versus doing both, or even which one should we do first and then maybe reconsider doing the other one next spring, I'm also behind the vignettes, because the vignettes are more usable. And we can use them to elicit more action. I don't think it would be very wise for us to spend $45,000 to $50,000 right now just on video, right? That's a lot of money to spend on video, and I guess my argument is if we spend half that versus all of it, are we really going to be able to put that video to work any better than we would? You know what I mean? If somebody's got a good case on why we could put it to work and use it and drive a lot more traffic and a lot more business, then I'm all ears. I just can't figure it. I can't see that.
And as Commissioner Byrd and I spoke on the phone today about this, because I certainly wanted his perspective as a senior board member, but also from coming from the city council perspective as well. And, you know, whatever we do, we want to make sure we do it at the highest of quality and we do it to the best of our ability. And so we don't want to shortchange this effort in any way, but we also need to be very mindful of the dollars that we do have available to us and how we utilize.
Don't blow me out of the water, because we've had some, you know, we had the international police for our police officers. The deal was in 25. And we had about 6 heart attacks on the council. But anyway, what we do, we need to do first class, because it's something. I think we need to send it back to the committee, do some more research with it, talk to Davies more, and what product we do come out, let's get it as cheap as we can, but let's don't cheapen it for quality.
I have a couple of comments on it. First of all, how does this, the cost from $29,000 to $20,000, how does that relate to what you budgeted?
Well, we've spent everything that we budgeted for fiscal year 17, and this is coming to a close. For fiscal year 18, we have not touched yet, and we have $10,000 budgeted for that. So I had a project total of $20,000 between 2 fiscal years budgeted.
Okay, but we've already spent 10 of that.
Fiscal year 17, okay. Yes.
So if we're going to, but if we entered into a contract with even for that lowest amount of $20,000, we only have in the budget half of that.
As a line item, yes. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, we would need to move money from the special projects line item in order to accommodate whatever is chosen.
Yeah, which I'm not necessarily personally opposed
right.
to, but I just want to bring it out how it's in relation to the budget
yes.
we did put in place. The second question that I would have is that, you know, I agree with the city currently has a vacancy as a need for an economic development director, if I'm not mistaken, and you're going to be hiring somebody pretty soon. Would it behoove us to hold off on this until that person gets on board? Because that person is the one who's going to have to use this to go out and market our downtown, or are we going to be doing the marketing?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, actually, so Bruce Chatterton was the community development director. Brenda Sherwood is the economic development administrator. She would be the one who would utilize, from the city's perspective, this video the most. It's going to be a dual effort, and it's going to be one of those things we're going to have to work hand-in-hand in partnership.
Have we gotten her input as to which one she could use most effectively if she's the one going out doing this self?
Mr. Chairman, we have not spoken to her in regards to this. This has all happened within the last 24 hours, and as of about 5 hours ago, we weren't even sure if we were going to bring this to the board today or not.
So if we go back to Commissioner Byrd's recommendation, mm-hmm. go back to committee, so we could have this wide-ranging discussion at the committee level and then bring this
Mr., just excuse me, Commissioner Bevin, and one other thing I could ask from this board, if you can give us any sort of range that you might be comfortable living within to assist the PR committee to have some bumper rails to work within to ensure we don't come back to this board and waste more time with a number that just certainly is not going to be realistic. So that would be very helpful if you could come up with at least a range for us today to live within.
Angela, I don't arrange, but you know, that's like going and saying I'm going to spend $20,000 for a new pickup and get it, find out I don't even have any tires or wheels on it.
Understood.
And so I want the committee, and we're, the committee's very capable. Okay. You're experienced this, Nathan's experienced that, Diana thinks on it. Take a good hard look and come back with a recommendation that you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable with it, I'd probably buy it.
I feel exactly okay. The same way, Ashley. I wouldn't sure. want to put a dollar figure now because I think the other the comment that Commissioner Bird made is we want the highest quality. We want to show off Meridian in the best light possible, and so we don't want to do that so-called on the cheap and then show it in a less than flattering way. So,
sure.
And hopefully it's something that can be used for a number of years. So
absolutely.
On an annual cost basis, it's
well, you take these assisted living places and stuff, all those advertising stuff, you think they do them every month or so? They've done one of them 5 years ago and are still doing it. Because I know a couple of them that the guys are still no longer alive that's in it. So.
Mr. Chairman.
Sorry.
So the other recommendation I guess I give to the committee is the city is working on a video, and it seems like to me you have to ask Brenda, but I think the video they're working on is somewhere in the neighborhood of $8,000 to $10,000.
And it's a video for what?
For the city. It's an economic development.
City as a whole?
Yeah, it's an economic development.
$8,000?
I think that's what it was. Again, you have to ask Brenda. And the reason I know that is because one of the guys in the lab is actually doing the work.
Yeah. Well, Brenda should be involved.
And we should be involved with Brenda's team down there. This has got to be a joint venture, and it seems not to be at times. We got the liaison sitting over there. Mr. Palmer, what kind of budget you got for the video?
Please introduce yourself.
Ty Palmer, general public.
$45,000 out of it.
And what was the? Was it like? Yeah.
That was for another study.
Yes.
So I have a couple things, and I actually have heard the same rumor that they were working on a video. I think there's a lot of things that are being worked on. I think the chamber's working on a new website, and they're kind of bringing in some video as well. But just to speak on this really quickly, because I did sit in on every meeting that we have with Davies Moore, and you know it is unfortunate. That said, we do have, even though the vignettes, I do agree with the authenticity option of that, there is also a risk involved as far as, like, you know, we want to make sure that the businesses that we use can kind of, you know, thrive and not have to be taken off because of some unforeseen, which the scope videos that Lee has to written for are, could also, I believe, stand the test of time. But what I would like to add is that the administrator's fires was very upfront with them from the very beginning that we had a budget, that we, you know, when we picked them, we really felt like that they could work within a budget. And so I'm sure that they were a little surprised at this that came back. So I do agree with Commissioner Burr that we need to go back, try to renegotiate, maybe they check with other vendors. I know that Commissioner Carwell is not here, had mentioned that his company, they were able to get a pretty good video done for $5,000 to $10,000, you know, with Pepper Shock. Them because at the time we really felt like Debbie Smore was going to bring the right video with the right quality. I just wanted to speak on all that because I think that we were very surprised by this, but we were very upfront with them that we were working on a budget, and they really want to be part of it, so maybe we can get the numbers to come down a little bit.
Yeah, and the main thing is, you know, we're not really...
A lot.
We're not pressed for time. It's not like if we don't do it next month, some disaster's going to happen down the road.
Well, if you're going to do an outdoor shoot, you are pressed for time.
Oh, God, for like a month.
Production. Vignettes, you can shoot indoors, so there's no timeline on vignettes. But the other production, yeah, we're pressed for time. We've got a month to pull it off, and after that,
we're in the spring.
Okay. So do we have marching orders?
We do. And apologies that we don't have a lot of information. This happened very quickly, and we know that we're pressed for time, but we also felt very sensitive to what we were presenting today as well, too. So
then no resolution 17-041.
No.
Okay, then let's go to our grant application.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet is a copy of the fiscal year 18 downtown facade improvement program grant application. The reason why this is on the agenda is we do this fiscal year by fiscal year because obviously the circumstances and the budget changes from each year. Some years we've also had CDBG funds to be able to put into the mix as well. So basically the application has not changed in any way with the exception of just updating the amount that is available for fiscal year 18, which is $90,000. The only other thing that I have done is highlighted in bold in a couple of areas that the public purpose component of this is very, very important. Like for example, on page 2 of the application, you know, a description of the public purpose or benefit to result from the proposed improvement. This is the principal and primary factor in evaluating use of FDC funds. The primary benefit derived from the project must be to the public and not the private applicant. The applicant is responsible to provide a sufficient explanation in their application of how the project primarily benefits the public. So just, I tried to highlight a couple of areas just to make sure everybody understands what we evaluate on. Other than that, it is essentially the same application. We have a number of applications that are forthcoming. In fact, we received an application late last week, which we'll be working with the property committee on. So the program is starting to get some legs, which is exciting. We've worked really hard over the last several years to get it to this point, and so this is just to ensure continuation.
And I think pretty much everyone who's currently a commissioner has been on the property committee at one time or another and has used the application process. So if there is anything that has been a concern to you in that process, this is the time for us to make that change.
I don't think we can improve upon that. I think not the process.
Yes, he does.
Okay. So, yes, Commissioner Glass.
I guess the only thing, I guess that would be something that we just kind of go over as they come in, because a lot of them have come in with personal signs, and we've said, no, we won't do a personal business sign. We're doing facade, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. We just need to be upfront that we're not going to participate, so we're not relooking at personal signage and stuff like that, because we turned down three or four of those.
Mm-hmm. What I've encouraged actually a couple of the applicants to do in consideration when they were talking about coming in as a group is to do some level of group signage that maybe even includes some of the branding that we have as well for downtown. So that would certainly meet a higher purpose than just that singular, but so far no one has taken me up on my offer to, you know, review that.
And one of our very first applicants was United Methodist Church about 5 years ago, and they sign, but their sign was an electronic sign that would allow the city, MDC, and nonprofits to use that sign as, you know, as a scroll type thing. So I wouldn't want to discount signage entirely, but you're absolutely right. We need to be upfront that if there is no public purpose to the sign, it's not an expense.
And we also put in the application last year that a pre-application meeting is required before submittal. So this is the where I get the opportunity to share that information with them and make sure that they're very aware.
She coaches a lot.
Valley Christian.
Mm-hmm. There's basically almost done over there in the corner. They just kind of keep coming through and it looks good.
Very good. So we have resolution 17-042 for the application process, and we'll ask Todd to read it and see if somebody agrees to it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 17-042, resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the facade improvement application form for fiscal year 2017-18, attached as Exhibit A for use by MDC in the facade improvement program, authorizing the administrator to utilize and implement the application and provide an effective date.
Mr. Chair, I'll make that motion that we approve resolution 17-042 as read by council.
I'll second.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Bennett. Any discussion? Okay, we will roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan?
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
And the chairperson's an aye as well. Thank you so much. We're in business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next items, 8, 9, and 10, all deal with snow removal at our various locations. And hopefully, from what I saw in the news last night, they're expecting 15 inches of snow rather than 38 inches. So hopefully, it won't be quite as expensive. But, Ashley, would you like to discuss all three? And then, if there isn't a concern about any one of them, we could do all three resolutions at the same time. Save us a little repetitious time.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Yes, 8, 9, and 10 are our annual contracts that we have with PC Maintenance. PC Maintenance, if you'll recall, we went out to RFP a few years ago in terms of snow removal and annual quarterly sweeping for our parking lots that we are responsible for. They are by far the cheapest rate-wise in this valley, and they have done a most excellent job for MDC. So these are for the properties that MDC is responsible for. That's 713 North Main Street, which is where Unbound is. This is for the Masonic Lodge, which is where we have our public parking agreement, and this is part of our agreement with the Masons. And then third, for the Compass VRT building, and remember, we do cost share on an annual basis for these services. Council Lakey has put together in this attached packet with the binder clips the agreement for PC Maintenance for each of these sites. The rates have not increased this year. They're still the same as we have enjoyed for the last few years. Feel very comfortable making the recommendation that this be approved today in order to make sure that we continue the sweeping, because the next round of sweeping starts next month, and then just make sure that we're prepared for snow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As long as I don't have to read them all in one breath. This is resolution 17-043. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the services agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and PC Maintenance LLC for snow removal and sweeping services for the Urban Renewal Agency, authorizing execution of the agreement amendment by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement amendment, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement amendment. Resolution 17-044, resolution of Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the services agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and PC Maintenance for snow removal and sweeping services for the Urban Renewal Agency on the Masons parking lot, authorizing execution of the agreement amendment by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement amendment, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement amendment and providing an effective date. 17-045,
resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the amendment and extension of the agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and PC Maintenance for snow removal and sweeping services for the Urban Renewal Agency at the Compass BRT shared parking lot, authorizing the execution of the agreement amendment by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement amendment, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement amendment, and provide an effective date.
Mr.
Chair,
I would move that we could approve resolution 17-043, 17-044, and 17-045 as written into record by council.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ritter. Was that Commissioner Ritter?
Yes.
Probably need to hearing aid soon.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Any concern? Okay. Let's do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Glassick?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
And the chair is an aye as well. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Okay. The next item is the Civil Service Task Agreement for the CDBG Sidewalk Design, Resolution 17-46.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you'll recall at the last meeting we amended the scope of work or the agreement with the city to include a little section of sidewalk that had been inadvertently left out in the description. The city has since approved that, so as thus, we need to amend our agreement with Civil Survey just to make sure everything is completely by the book and T's crossed, I's dotted, especially as we will likely be under a HUD audit at some point in the next few years. So we just need to make sure everything is in alignment. So this is just cleaning up to reflect the MOA that we amended with the city a couple of meetings ago.
Any questions before we read the resolution? Just a clarifying comment.
We're looping in that extra space that they...
Yeah, it's just a little gap.
And just to be clear, this is CDBG dollars. These aren't tax increment dollars.
That is correct.
And they're essentially city money that we're utilizing to do this.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just also, we're doing the amendment essentially by another task order. So it's actually task order number two that we're using to amend it. Which, and then I'll attach the agreement with the city. Specifically list those additional sections that are covered by the CDBG agreement with the city. So this is Resolution 17-046, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving Task Order 2 under the Professional Services Agreement for Engineering Design Services for certain sidewalk improvements between the Meridian Development Corporation and Civil Survey Consultants, Inc., authorizing execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary
So as we're looking at making the improvements for the sidewalk on the street, it triggers some other improvements that are needed within the road. Just because the road at this point, I don't know if you all are familiar with that section of Carlton, it is pretty substandard in terms of width, right-of-way, and improvements. So we met with Coal Valley Christian to talk about whether or not they would be willing to dedicate some additional right-of-way on the north side in order to lessen the impacts on the south side. Frankly, if we do the sidewalks without that dedication, we're taking out trees, we're taking out landscaping, and Coal Christian has been nothing but a great partner in this. So part of what we are working with ACHD is to determine if ACHD would be willing to do some pavement improvements at a separate cost, not tied in with HUD dollars, in order to make the roadway improvement as best as possible at this point in time. So we are going through that process with ACHG. We may need to go in front of their commission and make an official request. But so far, staff has been more than receptive in having this conversation with us. If we can certainly make this roadway improvement, to the best of our ability now, rather than having to go back and impact that road later, I think that is the absolute best scenario we could hope for. So, and it provides that integral pedestrian connectivity to those schools, which is the reason why we picked these sites.
And it's a win-win for
absolutely
all concerned, because the school needs additional parking, which it would also allow them to then landscape up to the limits of whatever they're going to have to landscape. So anyway, they were great to work with.
They're good neighbors.
It's called for the vote. Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Bird?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Blasek?
Aye.
Commissioner Reeder?
Aye.
And the chair is an aye as well. Thank you for keeping me on track. The next item, I want to be very clear about these next two items. They deal with compensation for our council and for our administrator. And they were discussed thoroughly at the executive committee. They were brought up by members of the executive committee, not by the people, the administrator, or our council. And the reason they were brought up is, let's deal with the first one, item 12, amending the professional service agreement with AFPS LLC. For the past 2 years, since we've had 10-mile area as an additional urban renewal agency under the Meridian Development Corporation, that responsibility has been the purview of our council and our administrator. We have not hired additional people to service that area. And in our budgeting the last year and a half, 2 years, we have included, in addition to the compensation for our administrator for administering our downtown urban renewal agency, we have budgeted $10,000 for the administration of the 10-mile urban renewal agency. However, that money for the last year and a half, 2 years, has not been accessed. Not one penny of it has been accessed. And the reason it hasn't been accessed, even though work is being done on its behalf by our administrator, is that we have never had a contract in place. We have never amended the contract of the administrator to include that 10-mile project. And that project, as you can see from the growth that it's experiencing with the roadways going in, and the Maribyrnond and
Velocity
and the others, and the fact that MDBA is trying to access them as potential clients for downtown, and have utilized the services of our administrator in doing that as well, that we thought that it was only fair that if we're going to have a budget item and it's for an intended purpose, that we allow it to be spent for that purpose. And that's the reason for this first amendment, is for the additional service that is being provided. It is not an additional budget item. It is not an increase to our budget. It is accessing the budget as we intended it at the time that we made out the budget. So with that, I would ask if anyone has a comment.
Mr. Chairman,
Commissioner,
I have a question.
Sure.
More than a comment. So have we ever done a salary survey of other urban rural districts in terms of, and I know everybody's different, and I don't know whether, you know, how much of a comparison we can make, but has there ever been a, I guess what I call a salary survey or study of how we compare to other urban renewal districts?
We haven't done a formal Memorial Survey, but I can tell you I personally have surveyed Caldwell and Napa urban renewal areas to see what they are doing in terms of professional services. And one of the comments that I would make is that the history of this urban renewal agency is that it's separate from the city of Meridian. Although we're authorized by the city council, we have met the letter of the legislation from the state that says it should, that these funds should not be commingled with city funds, but they should be done for the purpose intended, which is to upgrade blight removal and economic development in the urban renewal agency downtown. So we have done that. When I looked at Caldwell and Napa, they appear, and I don't have firsthand knowledge of them, and maybe Commissioner Byrd might have, you know, more knowledge of it than I do. It appears that they utilize city personnel for many of their tasks. And so it is hard to get a judgment to say how much of the city funds are being used, or, you know, the agency is paying city people to do the work that our administrator does. So it's different in the way they approach it. And part of the problem with urban renewal agencies is that there is that unknown of what is city and what is urban. And that's why there was a big controversy in the legislature over the last couple of years. And there were our council can speak this far greater than I, as to what is the role of the agency and how is it separate from the city. And that's what we've tried to do.
What I've seen, so I've done some of this. So first of all, no, we've never done a formal study, because if we did a formal study to find out what people make, it would probably cost us $10,000, just by the way. Because every single study that we do costs no less than $10,000. That's the way government works. So we have never done an official commission third-party study, because it would probably cost us as much as, like, well, dollars we're literally talking about. I know that we do have a little bit of information, though. So previous to you, I forget the name of the person.
Sean Wardle, who was the former administrator.
He was a put-together group.
So the former administrator here was at 113 or 117?
115.
The former administrator, this is 7 years ago, so we have moved 7 years beyond that, and seven more years of wages increasing, was making 25 more, and 15 more than what we're proposing. So that's just comparing previous history. The other thing that we have seen, but to your point, is a lot of times, for some reason, and I don't know how it's pulled off legally, by the way, on this, why so many administrators for other urban renewal are actually city employees. But you see a lot of city employees in the ranges of $65,000 to $75,000 or even $80,000 a year, which seems substantially less than what we're proposing here. But at the same time, those people have a massive amount of benefits, actually. So like, I have a company, and if I pay somebody $70,000 a year, that means they actually cost me usually somewhere between 27 and 29% more than what I'm actually paying them is what they actually cost me. So
40% public.
Is it 40?
Yeah, your benefits are around.
So you guys are super efficient. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, for me it's about 27% over salary. So in other words, if it's a public employee making $65,000 a year, it's literally the equivalent of us paying a contractor with no benefits literally basically $100,000 a year. So we could do a lot of surveys, but I haven't found, so far, me personally, I haven't found anything that says it's out of the ordinary.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I don't know where to start. Still be politically correct. But anyway, the first thing, the reason we had to hire because of these other urban renewal agencies like Napa, Caldwell, and that. Caldwell bought all the council and the mayor and everything memberships to the Y. Us putting all the money into the Y. C CCPC, but membership for their people to the Air Club.
What?
And this is why, and I've been on here since the first meeting, we divorce ourselves from the city. A lot of cities want the MDC or the Urban Renewal District to be their financial arm. They have to stand up for re-election every 4 years. They don't want that to look bad, but if MDC is doing it, it don't make it look bad. As NAMPA, the library, the parking structure that was getting the revenue was $120,000, and Bob told me they got $12,000 the first year with their revenue.
Yeah.
So if my philosophy is, in the 19 years, the 20 years I've been on the council, even in the bad times, we made sure that our employees got a raise. Sometimes it was just a token raise. My philosophy is, if a person isn't worth giving a raise to, they shouldn't be there. We're fortunate that David Turnbull, right now, is the only one we're dealing with out there. I guarantee he's not going to be the only one we deal with out there. Actually, he's going to spend a lot of time out there working on that. If she's not worth this $10,000 raise, I don't know what is.
Thank you, Richard. That's my take on this as well. As the second longest serving person on the board, I've been on this board for 6 years. The progress that we have made in the last 6 years is in large part is due to Ashley. Because none of these resolutions that we put forward, none of them would mean a hill of beans without somebody to act on them in a responsible way, to get the contracts, to contact all these people, to do all the things that need to be done. And in my experience, and I've had over 46 years experience working with public agencies and private companies, and I have never known anyone more valuable than Ashley. And as Nathan mentioned, in the 6 years that she has been on this board, and the last four and a half or five of them as her own company, she has never asked for a pay increase, just as Nathan was saying.
7 years.
7 years. Well, but as she was working for somebody at that time. But she has never asked for a pay increase, never. And, you know, the economy is progressing, but as the economy progresses out of the old recession of 2008, costs are going up, inflationary costs are rising, and so forth. Never got a salary increase. And we budgeted that $10,000 to compensate for the work. And if we budgeted it, we have to mean what we say. Spent for its purpose. So with that, I would ask Todd to read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further question?
Yes.
So, and I don't know whether maybe Ashley has to answer this question. So when will we get the first income off of 10 Mile?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Ritter, we will receive that first income probably in our second revenue check for this fiscal year.
It'll be in June of next year.
August of next year is when we typically get our check.
And do we have any follow-up to that? So do we have any sense of what that might be?
Not at this time, no, sir.
Okay. But you can kind of go by the investment that's there.
Yeah, it's going to be based on the value of literally the American building, which I have no idea what that is.
Typically, I'll get a heads up probably in May as to what we should be anticipating.
Okay. Yeah, it's
just that two-story, and then now you're putting up a retail three-story building.
Yeah. So wait, I have one other point that has nothing to do with money, actually. This is the one that surprised me. It already happened once this meeting, where we were just talking about a subject on sidewalks. And she said, but you've got to remember, we have to do this, because we're going to get an audit. How many
federal money, you're gonna get them out.
From budget way, you know what I mean? The thing that's interesting is I always understand the argument because I'm in the business too. We're contractors and we do work for literally federal government and multiple states. They can always go out to bid. After we've proven ourselves, we've done a great job, they can always go out to bid and find somebody cheaper than us. But we could go out to RFP and somebody could sign up and say they'll work 60 hours a week for us. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to know the hottest schedule. It doesn't mean they know exactly how to negotiate our floodplain. It doesn't mean they know all the key contacts to work with at UOP to actually get this project unstuck and get meetings in the books that the city's worked on trying to get in the books for more than a decade. And we pulled off in literally less than a month. So the hard part that I see here is, yeah, I think we have the money budgeted, so we should give them a raise. But the other piece is just like what we're actually paying for right now is expertise. I'm trying to work, and all of us in this committee are trying to work to get some pretty big projects done. And while we have good ideas, I don't always have the expertise. When we want to go attack UOP land and solve that problem, going, where do we start, who do we talk to? She gives me a list and then we go to work, you know what I mean? So I private sector, I am not government, I am willing to pay top dollar for expertise because expertise gets stuff done. I did use my government word there, by the way, so instead of what I would normally say, non-government.
So who attests this resolution? Does Ashley? Yes, the secretary.
Mr. Chairman, just what I might add, the agreement to amend is pretty simple. It's in there. I talk about all the things kind of you just talked about, the 10-mile district and the $10,000 increase is just spread over an increase of $834 as far as the additional monthly compensation. But I thought I would just add an additional phrase in subsection, in section one, it says on the second page, per month effective October 2017, and just, again, to be clear, to write in with the scope of services to include the 10-mile district. Actually, I was fine with that. That would be the only little additional tweak I might make to it. And with that, Mr. Chairman, this is resolution 17-047, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the agreement for the amendment of the Administrator Professional Services Agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and AF Public Solutions LLC for Administrator Services for the Urban Renewal Agency, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective.
Approve resolution number 17-047 as presented by council.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Byrd. Any further discussion? Okay, Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
I, after visiting with council, I recuse myself from vote because Administrator Squires is a reference for me in the current application status.
Very good. Commissioner Blasman?
I have a name.
Pardon? Resolution 17-048. Let me kind of give a little preamble to this one. I'll try not to be as lengthy. For the past 6 years that I've been on this board, Council Lakey and his firm, Lakey Borton, has been our legal counsel. And we have budgeted in that time between $55,000 and $65,000 a year for legal legal services, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, Ashley, has never, we have never been billed, because we bill on an hourly rate basis to, for legal services, has never been more than $20,000 to $25,000 a year. We have never gone to $55,000 or $60,000, even though that's what we budgeted. And the reason for that is that the rate that we have been charged by Borden Blakey has been $140 an hour. Now, I don't know of any of you who have gone out for legal services recently, but for a top-notch law firm like Borden Blakey, $140 an hour is like $60 less per hour than most firms are getting. And as I said before in my other remarks, Todd or his company has never approached us in the years that I've been on the board to increase that rate. But I'm saying, and our executive committee is saying, that it should be increased because it is unfair to pay them less than a going rate for the quality of the service we get. I don't have to point out, I mean, you get it every 2 weeks, all of the work that Todd does for us. And not only that, but he is at every committee meeting where we're discussing policy or budgeting. He gives us his best ethical knowledge in terms of what we should be doing as a board. And I know of no finer legal counsel than Todd Blakey and Borden Blakey Law and Policy. So our proposal from the executive committee is that if we merely did a 3% increase over the last 5 or 6 years, we would be increasing that hourly rate to a minimum of $165 an hour. And so we're proposing that we increase to $165 an hour, that we build in an automatic 3% increase, and that we extend the contract for the next 3 years, being that it is coming due. And so that's
No, I will just say, you know, I've worked with Todd outside of MDC, so before we both came on in 2010, and I have, you know, I've got to say, I haven't worked with anyone better, just outstanding. We have a real, I think we have a true partnership in our roles together, and, you know, I don't know anyone, you know, who looks out for this board as Todd. I mean, he is going to keep us on the straight and narrow. He's going to make sure we make solid decisions, and we will never be the subject of legislation at the State House.
Chair, I invite you guys to go back and look at our previous council, and I can guarantee you they had months that Todd don't, that they I think without a doubt, and I've worked around with a lot of municipality lawyers over the last 20 years, that Todd Blakey is probably one of the finest men and lawyers that we can have on our, we're lucky to have him. His partner is just as good. And I was quite shocked. And I don't think he's turned him in all his hours. That's what I think. I think you look at the resolutions there. I mean, that takes a little bit to do. But I'm in favor of this 100%. And another 3 year extension is great.
And I might add that even increasing to $165 an hour, we wouldn't come close to doing you spending half of what we have budgeted because of Todd's ethical billing. So anyway, Council, would you like to read your
Mr. Chairman, question?
I'm sorry.
So I agree 100%. The one question I do have is, it seemed like to me, when I read the original agreement 8 months ago, there's a piece in there about billing the other work. I mean, knowing that you don't do all this labor, well, you do. One thing to increase his fee, what about the, what we're paying the folks that are doing the work? I mean, maybe that's a different.
I'm not quite sure who you're referring to.
Well,
I think I know what Rick's getting at, Mr. Chairman. And I can't remember, Rick, if we put that in there.
Seemed like it was in there. It was pretty darn cheap. When I read that agreement, I thought, wow.
Our standard agreement is that we may bill a paralegal at a lower rate or a legal secretary. I haven't been billing the agency at all for that. I do most of it, Commissioner Renner, myself. And we just haven't been billing the agency for anything else that they may be doing. So I'm not looking for any increase in the whatever the other rate is that may be in there. That's the only one we're proposing to increase is just the attorney hourly rate.
Thank you for clarifying that. Is that good? Thank you.
Fine, if you guys want to get more cases
up. Yeah. Go ahead and read the resolution. If there are any additional questions, we can also
address. Mr. Chairman, this is Resolution 17-048, Resolution of Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the agreement to amend the Legal Counsel Professional Services Agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and Borden Lake Law Office for legal counsel services for the Urban Renewal Agency, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Our thanks to both of our tremendous staff. Okay, next item on the agenda is 10 Mile Urban Renewal.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, so we're waiting on Brighton Corporation to get through their land use hearings in order to move forward with the modification of the owner participation agreement. As you will recall, we have two different modifications that are needed that we're going to do in one swoop. And I also wanted to point out on the next to last page in your packet, we worked with some of the downtown businesses in order, and you've heard several of the board members talk about how we're trying to make sure that our new tenants out at 10 Mile know what services are available in downtown Meridian. And so we were able to work with some of the businesses in order to make some offerings for especially Ameribin at this point in time. So this has been given to Ameribin. Hopefully it is being distributed. This is good through the end of this calendar year, and then hopefully I can get even more businesses to take part, and we can reissue this at the beginning of calendar year 2018. We've also sent this to Brighton Corporation and Thornton Oliver Keller, who is their broker, to be able to distribute as new businesses come online as well. So we're trying very hard to promote downtown, especially we do have a little bit of a captive audience since they don't have services out in 10 Mile quite yet. So we want to take advantage of that lag time.
I was impressed that you had a personal relationship with the CEO of one of those companies out there.
I sat on
you
a.
You asked him directly to distribute this.
I did. I sat on a committee meeting or a committee with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So sometimes you have friends in high places.
So all that nonprofit volunteer work is a form of networking.
Sometimes it works out that way.
Right? And very honestly, this is the first thing I've really seen, Nathan, that really that MDBA has proactively reached out and individual businesses have joined together to do something to promote downtown.
Well, there's a lot of boots out there to come downtown. It's very short. It's very good traveling here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 700 employees out there right now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nick was pretty
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on the back page of your packets is the upcoming meetings. Tomorrow morning is the Chamber Economic Excellence Breakfast. I know that Commissioners Bassalone and Bevan and I will be in attendance for that. And then we have our Public Relations Committee meeting and the Chamber Economic Development Committee meeting that Commissioner Bevan and I sit on. As always, anyone is welcome to attend at any time. So if you want to try out a new committee, feel free to do so.
And you know that we keep extending this open welcome to everyone who wants to come to the Children's Museum Board meeting. And we're going to be meeting at Potter's Tea House, so it's a hop, skip, and a jump from here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I'd like to thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for all your service.
Thank you very much.
I will echo that. Thank you very much, and thank you for the kind words. I also wanted just to kind of give you an update. We had our first kickoff meeting today for the Auditorium District Steering Committee. There's a few of us from the Chamber and other stakeholders that are looking at moving this forward. So I will keep you informed as I have more information, but we're looking at a couple of different options and entering into some research mode right now. But I think there's a lot of enthusiasm to figure out a way to make this happen for Meridian.
Mr. Chair, Ash, how far west is that Auditorium District going?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Byrd, we have not talked boundaries yet. What we're talking about at this point is there's two different options that we could pursue. And one that we really hadn't thought much about, but in conversations with the Greater Boise Auditorium District, is expansion of their district, and there's a lot of pros that we hadn't necessarily thought of, and so we're doing some more research on that method first, which may involve updating the polling that we did and looking at would Meridian residents be more acceptable to an expansion versus a newly created district, and then the second is obviously looking at creating our own district. I think we're going to go as far as 10 mile for sure, but right now we don't know because you don't want to include any more properties than necessary in order to be able to get that necessary vote. So we have a lot of information in front of us, and we have another follow-up conversation with the Auditorium District probably in the next 2 weeks. We're just trying to see if they would be willing to fund some of these studies that would be needed because this obviously benefits them as well. It would also kind of give us a running start in terms of being able to hopefully build a convention center sooner than later rather than if you create a new district, you're going to have to accumulate dollars for a very long time. So trying to sort that out. This was our very first meeting, and we're still looking for that champion as well, too. We feel like that's really important. Right now, we're targeting the CEO of United Heritage, Dennis, and I just lost his last name as I was getting ready to say it. Ron McCarville, who sits on our board, is going to have that conversation with him next week, but we really need a community face.
The experience of starting Western Ada to get this pool built, if you can piggyback on the existing one, you've got half of the formal work done.
And like I said, there are definitely some pros that we didn't think about.
To get a new district, a new taxing district out, and this was back in 73, 72, mm-hmm. when we did that.
And the one thing the Auditorium District did share with us is that they would not be interested in a multi-purpose center as we were talking about being able to accommodate the arts. It would be truly just convention only, which with the multi-purpose center study that Pegasus did for us, we were looking at about 36,000 square feet when we were looking at the two sites that we had on Main Street. Pat Rice, who's the executive director of the Auditorium District, is now thinking, you know, if it's going to be convention, probably 25,000 single story would be best. But again, these are things that we're working through and gathering more information. So a lot of things to take in, but we are moving forward with that. I just want to make sure you all know that. You will hear rumblings, I'm sure. Feel free to direct any questions to me, and I will make sure, because we want that one community spokesman speaking for the project as a whole.
How widespread is the representation?
So it's Jeffrey Hall from the Chamber, Mike Ruffner, Brenda Sherwood from the city, although Robert from the mayor's office sat in today on her behalf. I think she had a conflict. And then Gretchen Casarotti from the library district, who was not able to attend today, will be there. And Clint Shiflett, who is the head of the Economic Development Committee.
Thank you. And I have no report except to thank Nathan and Diane and Steve and Rick for running the last meeting while we were in hiatus, some of us. You guys did a great job.
Time
thank
out.
Hannity demoted. Never demoted. Ty, you made public comment earlier, but is there anything you'd like to add or contribute to our discussion?
So much, but I'll remain. It's pretty cool to have somebody from the city here.
Yeah,
we don't seem to have very many people from the city stop by.
Besides teaching me.
Well, he's kind
of. He's one of us.
Let me tell you something. That is, and I think everybody knows this. I don't think we need city representatives. I think that's how these people have got their urban renewal districts in trouble. I don't think you have to have elected officials on here. And Tammy and I have argued that back and forth all along. And I'm going to be flat truthful with you. When we started this up in 1999, I went for it. I would not for urban renewal. But when we passed it, I decided that if we were going to have one, I was going to be on it to make sure that it did it right.
Yeah.
You want to add to that?
If I may.
Yeah.
Sure. You mentioned that you didn't think that we should have elected officials on this board. I think it's imperative that we do, where we've got an organization that's deciding what to do with $1 million worth of taxpayer dollars to have an unelected, completely unelected board. Horrifying. I love public input and having public on boards and commissions to be a check on elected officials, but I think we owe it to the public who are paying those tax dollars to have an opportunity to help choose who gets on there.
And I think you also, Ty, you think more like the call of NAMPA people that the council ought to be the board. Yes, you want to run. Taxpayer dollars, right? So. And that's why we have to hire a lobbyist to keep us out of trouble. That's why your buddies up at the legislature every year are down on us because of that. The more you can divorce yourself from the two municipalities, the better off.
Yeah,
and you know I don't
hold
back opinions.
Yeah, I've always felt that our biggest check on how we spend public funds is by the public themselves. And that's why we always encourage the public to be here. You know, people who live and work in downtown, and it's their tax money that we're kind of dealing with here, that they fully agree, but that they have no real gross objections to anything that's done. And if they do, that they voice it and make it heard. Because even though we're not elected officials, we're very cognizant of a public role that we play. And I think I speak for everyone on the board who's ever been on this board that I've served on with, that is very cognizant of the fact that this is not our money, that it's public money. And that if there isn't a defined use on it, then why are we doing it? And I know that Keith has kept us on track a lot in terms of, are we doing something proactive or are we just spinning our wheels? If we are doing that, then you're absolutely right. It's wasted money. But if we're seeing progress, and if more importantly, the people down here are seeing progress, then you know we may be doing something. So I think there's always that check and balance. I think from the legal standpoint, and Todd can correct me if I'm wrong in this, the way the legislation is that you as a city council saw that, hey, you read these things and you say, this is way out of line, you could always bring us, you could always make whatever changes you felt were needed.
I do believe you guys can fire us.
Yeah, I think so. Give you a fire, you can. So I think there are a lot of safeguards, and but I do agree with Keith on this, in that as a property owner downtown who's been down here, it's kind of like, you know, I see it as like we're repairing a house that has gotten old, and it's the people who live in that house who kind of know best what is needed, and you know, and if they don't, then they should.
I agree. I think it's embarrassing that nobody shows these meetings to council meetings when we're deciding on $155 million what to do with it, and one guy testified, Ralph.
Yeah.
During our budget hearings, but then at the actual meeting, the public hearing, not one person showed up to say anything. And so that those who are interested enough get to be on the board.
I guess maybe.
I didn't think about that, and I've sat through 20 of these, and I had nobody there show up. But you know what? When I was just a citizen, knew all the people, I didn't show up. When you're just a citizen, you didn't show up at budget hearings.
Sure did.
When? When you get one to run.
No, I was looking back. You know, on Facebook, we'll show you what you did.
Oh, well, Facebook.
And so there, I have posts from several years where it was. Complaining about what I was watching at this council hearing.
But you know, I've always been accused of being Pollyannish, and I like view the glass half full. And my take of it was, and this is when I was a school principal, and we'd be doing controversial things in schools. We'd have a PTA meeting, and five parents would show up. I'd say, you know, if it was really a problem, there'd be 150 people there. So one way to look at it is, if they're not showing up, they're agreeing with the work that you do, and they're saying, they're giving you their tacit vote of approval. So you can look at it that way too. Now, if you hear a lot of rumblings out there and nobody's showing up, that might be a problem.
You know, the main thing on the board, we can disagree, and we do on the council stuff, but when we walk out at the end of the night, we're still friends. And that's the nice thing about local politics. Not out there to slit somebody's throat or stab it in the back.
Well, I think people are shy. It does really show their faith, and I think that they're happy with the way things are.
I do too.
I mean, the budgets are posted in the paper. Ours, for all the years, are on the website. You know, I mean, it's the information that's out there. And so, we need to want 50 people in there.
As a property owner downtown, I've never come to one of your budget meetings. You know why? I don't see graffiti downtown. I see great police protection. We have great fire protection. We have great service when you come to City Hall. There, I see people enjoying their work here. So what does everybody complain about? I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, maybe I have something that I'd like to see done. Well, I can contact one of you and say, have you thought about this? But yeah, it's a well-run city.
And I'll tell you what, everybody I've served with on this board and on the city council have been great people to serve with, and I respect every single one of them, and I respect their views. Don't always agree with their views, right, Ty?
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for being our public. Appreciate it.
Come at 7:30 in the morning.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.